2005. That's June 17, 2005. Approximately 12:25, Spring Hill Elementary School. I'm starting recording.
I'm here for Miss Richards' class party. Do I need to sign in?
You do, and if you could abide, join as well, please.
What's that?
If you could abide, join as well.
Okay.
Good afternoon.
Hey, Lil. How are you?
Lousy, how are you doing today? Thanks for asking.
Hey there. Hi.
That's the checkout sheet. Where's the visitor?
Right here.
I'm sorry. No, thanks. I'm attending the class party. If you have something to say to me, you'll have to say it in public, and I'm recording it. Could you please tell me where the, I have a right to attend my sister's class party.
You do what I ask you to do. I ask you to come into my office, and if you do not comply, you will be arrested.
I can't choose your action. I'm here to see my son. Now, you can direct me to where the class party is, or I'll wander around and look for it.
No.
Where's Liam at?
He is coming.
He's coming, all right.
How are you?
Fine. I'm here for the party.
Yay!
Hey.
Okay.
Hi, boss.
How are you doing?
I like the chicken nuggets from Chick-fil-A.
Oh, no thanks.
You sure?
Well, maybe one.
Here, this is Mr. Smith.
This is Mr.
Hi.
Hello, yeah, nice to meet you.
Patricia Markley, Phoebe's mom.
Hi, oh, I'm Phoebe Smith.
Oh, I saw a note from Phoebe.
Sorry, wrote him. Probably is it Phoebe F or Phoebe M?
I have no
probably
idea.
Phoebe.
Just some little kids.
Either one. They all write to each other.
That's Mr.
Vanderhey. I know Mr. Vanderhey. Isn't that nice?
That's
Mr. Vanderhey. And I think
of
him.
Like, he's here.
And
like, when he came to the author study, they were like,
looking at our authors. It was like, well, you show off your good work.
Yeah,
you
do.
Like,
uh-huh.
The principal's here.
I know Drew likes them. Chick-fil-A.
He's so cute.
Hi, Liam.
How are you doing, Miss Garda?
How are you?
Oh,
it's nice to see you, little guy. I missed you. Oh, you're a sweetie. Nice clothes.
Thank you.
You look good.
And you?
I came here for your class party.
Thank you.
Oh, what a sweetie. Yeah.
How you doing?
How's it been?
I've been okay.
Hi, Liam. Hi.
Is this your friend?
Good job, Liam.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I love you.
Oh, I love you too, little guy.
Liam.
Uh-huh.
Liam.
Can we get a picture of you?
Yeah. Are you...
Are you
going to read your
lunchbox?
Yes. Who are you? Who in the world, Uncle, are you?
I'm his father. Stand
over there a little bit.
His daddy is here.
What?
He's
going to travel from a different country.
Hey, you want to take a picture?
Oh, my God!
There you go. Good job. I love you too, little guy.
I'm glad I came to my party.
Oh, I'm glad I came too. Where do you sit here? You want to show me where you sit?
Yes.
Where do you sit?
I think this person.
Can you sit right here? All right. I'll just sit here next to you.
You want to give your dad his bottle?
Yeah. Come here, honey.
Oh. Oh, hello.
Liam. There you go.
Well, thank you, Liam. That's very nice. You know, I got a present for you, too. Yes, I do. Want to see? Look what I got for you.
No, thank you.
It has chocolate in here.
Really?
Yeah, there's chocolate in this little box here.
Open it.
You want to open it, huh? Okay.
You have it. It's an
oh, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Kid milk.
That's fine.
I love it.
Yeah, see it? You want me to unwrap it for you?
It's a camera. I love the camera.
You love the camera? You want to take some more pictures? Okay. This is it. Oh, here's your chocolate. Oh, delicious. Let me get another picture of you.
Okay.
Yeah. What's that?
You have to pick me up.
You want me to pick you up after Zach?
Yeah.
If your mother left me, I would. We'll see if she does. We'll have to ask.
What's that?
That is the windshield. Keeps the sun out of it. Yeah. So when we go outside for the party, we'll put that on for the sun.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll see what your present is. It's fun to play with Dad. After this is free. Taking you to McDonald's. He likes making animal sounds.
Yes. You're making cow.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Oh, how about horses?
Well, that's really good, Liam. What?
I think.
Yeah, they have some food to eat. Oh, we will want to go outside. I love you too, little guy. Mwah. You're my sweetie.
Oh, no.
I missed you so much.
Yes, Dad.
Oh, no. Hopefully you can come visit sometime. We'll take you to see Meredith and Garrett and get cows and horses. Mm-hmm. I love you too, little guy. You're my best boy. Yeah, that's very nice. Is that your handprint?
Yeah.
That's great.
That's my favorite.
Apples. Yeah, apples are good.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to play with you.
Yeah.
That's fun to play with Dad. Apple is his fruit.
Yep.
Taking me to McDonald's. He likes making animal sounds. Eats breadsticks with avocado. I don't really do that one, but I eat breadsticks. Riding horses all the time. Yeah, that's fun. You're so funny. You love Liam. Oh, that's very good, little guy. That was very good. You're glad I came here? I am too. We'll have us a good time.
Yes, Dad.
You're such a sweetie.
Dad.
Yeah.
I came to your house.
You want me to come to your house? Or you want to come to my house?
Yes.
Okay. If your mother lets you, I'll take you to our house. And you
okay.
can play with Meredith and Garrett.
Yes.
And the trampoline.
Okay.
You could like to jump on the trampoline.
Okay.
Yeah. Just like that. Yeah. Well, I guess they're allowed to eat now. Would you like to eat a little?
Yes. It's my bag. It's my bag. It's my bag.
That's right. Shall we give you a couple chickens?
Give me fries, too.
Yeah, here's some fries.
And give me waffles.
I thought they were going to eat outside, but I see the other kids eating, so. What about you eat?
To you.
Yep.
Okay.
I got some right here.
Okay.
Delicious. That's right.
Where's the fly?
Right here in the bag.
Yeah, it's just waffles.
Waffle fries, yes.
It's a different shape.
Mm-hmm. Different shape. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Delicious.
Delicious. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Is it good?
So, there you go, I got.
Yep, I'll give you an extra one there.
Mm-hmm.
I love you too, little guy. It won't stink because it's cracked, so you just have to hold it straight. Well, why don't you wait till you finish your lunch to have more chocolate, okay?
Okay.
Eat all your lunch first, and then you have that for your dessert. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Hey, Mike.
Thank you very much.
It's a big bear.
What's that?
It's a big bear.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my goodness.
Come on, buddy. Is that your dad?
Yeah.
Annie,
baby.
Can I look at your bunny?
Good.
That's a little bunny.
What is that, Liam?
It's Annie, baby.
It's a bunny.
Dad.
That's right. Hello.
Hello.
Liam, what's this?
It's got chocolate in there.
Okay.
Look.
Hey.
I can't believe the box shot.
Oh, boy.
Very good.
Baby, did you write your name there? This is your hand? Put your hand on.
I love you too.
What's this?
It's muffin. In here.
More food in your lunchbox?
Eat.
Oh, I'm still eating these. Still eating the fries. The waffle fries.
It's not eating them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Looks like you've got new glasses.
Nice. It's like you're big.
Mm-hmm. Because you're getting so big, huh?
Thank you. Can I put this in my office?
Oh, what a sweetie. I like hugs.
What's your dad's name?
You're getting some crystals.
Practice on adults or children?
What a good boy. Cute, too.
Dad?
Uh-huh.
Dad, let's take me to a farm.
You want me to take you to a farm? If your mother lets you, I'll be happy to take you to a farm.
It's right.
Oh, you want to pretend to farm?
Yeah. Do it.
Go in the barn?
Yep. Cows.
Chicken. Buck, 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 buck.
Hi.
Yeah, you got some friends.
Hi.
What's Okay, I'm going to throw this bag away.
Okay.
I'll be right back. Hello.
Did you see that?
Take you home? I wish I could, little guy. One of these days. Just be patient.
What did you mean?
You'd like that. You like the waffle fries.
Oh, those are good.
Would you eat some of those
potatoes? Hey, Daddy.
Just try to eat a bite, okay?
Do we have the group?
No, that's
over.
You got more food in there?
Yeah.
I think they're going to want you up here real soon. Let's check. Oh, you got cookies.
What did you eat?
Wow. Some milk?
I got...
Sounds delicious.
Yeah, is that serious?
Mm-hmm. We could take cookies with us maybe outside.
Okay.
You want some milk to drink? Are you thirsty?
Yeah. Hey, you. Who's doing this?
Yeah.
What's that?
How's the meeting?
Fine. Hello, what is the meeting? You're such a good boy.
I got paperwork saying you're not supposed to
no.
see him.
No. Visitation is a temporary change in custody. That is not seeing him at school. That would be a no contact order. That means when I'm here, I'm not in charge of him.
What happened today when the principal asked you to leave the property?
He didn't ask me to leave. He tried to prevent me from attending the meeting like he tried to prevent me from attending the parent-teacher conference.
I asked you to come to my office twice to sort it out, and you refused. Directly twice.
That's because you've refused. You tried to refuse me from going in there before.
Mr. Smith, unfortunately, when you're at this school, you have to do as I ask you to do.
One would think you would want to limit the liability you're exposing the school to. You did not invite me to the IEP meeting, and that you have an obligation
to,
even if there was a no contact order.
When I tell you not to go to a class, you need to listen to me.
No, you need to respect my rights.
All right.
I'm a father, and I have a right to see my son. Not because some jerk-off principal got a big head.
All right, sir, we don't need that, all right?
Well, I don't need this. I came here to see my son.
I just told him to be quiet. I'm telling you the same thing, all right?
All
we're
right.
not going to get into a verbal altercation right here. All right, there's no need to...
Well, there's no need for you here.
...calling names. This is the last one I looked at, the last thing.
But visitation is a temporary switch in custody. That's not to say I can't see him. She still has to provide me with access, which would be school events and things.
Well, until we sort this out, you're not seeing your son right now.
You can sort it out quick.
Can you read?
Custody.
My wife does.
Was it any specifics written in the visitation?
Right now, visitation is suspended.
But
visitation is a change in custody. That's not a no contact order. I mean, I'm not in charge of it.
Just for the can we move to another area?
No, they need to hurry. I'm going to go out there.
Sir, we're going to take our time.
I have a half hour left. I can see my son. I drove 4 hours to be here. You can hurry, or I'm going to go try and see him, and you can do what you can do. My choice is to see my son.
I think it's probably better though that we go to another area in the front lobby.
No. Alright, step on outside here.
They are not.
You have some ID with you.
And your name is?
I'm Officer Caldwell.
S.A. Caldwell?
Right. I need to see your ID. Sir, I need to see some ID.
What for?
Because I'm taking a report on this. I was called out here on a complaint. I need to see your ID. The complaint was against you.
Huh?
Is this where you're living in Woodbridge?
No, it's not. The state does not give you updated cards unless you pay for them.
Where are you living now?
5347 Landrum Road.
Landrum, one word?
Yes.
Where's that?
Apartment 1. Dublin, Virginia.
Dublin?
That's correct.
Like Dublin, Ireland?
That's correct.
What's your zip code then?
24084.
How old are you, sir?
40.
Do you have a home phone number there?
No.
Do you have a cell phone number?
No.
Do you have a work phone number?
No.
You have no phone?
No.
Why is that?
Can't afford it. All my money goes to fighting custody.
Okay. How does anybody get a hold of you?
Bring to me email.
Here's the problem, all right? Obviously, we're not going through this real quick because we need to look at all the paperwork that the school has on hand. But if the school has a problem with any person as far as court or anything like that, and they think that some parent's trying to come in and take the child.
I'm not trying to take him. I'm defending the party.
I'm not saying that you are.
If I was to take him without my wife's permission, that would be against the court order.
But we have to check and make sure that that's not what's going on. When we get a call for something like
this, why don't you come and join me in the party? You can keep an eye on it.
We're checking everything right now, sir. If everything's good to go, you'll be rolling out of here. If they call and if they have a valid complaint, we have to answer that. Just like if you call the police for a complaint, we have to look into it. We can't just do a hasty, rash.
No, they don't. If you're doing it against the mother when she violates the court order, you're told just go to hell.
We have to read what the we have to read what the court order says. All right, the handwriting, unfortunately, is not real clear on it, so.
No, it's not. They really do a crappy job with their court orders.
That's from Prince William.
Yes, that's correct.
Who wrote the handwriting on there?
I'm assuming the judge. Could have been the clerk. I wasn't watching. About Michigan?
I don't know. Something about
my wife showed up late to pick him up.
Okay. From, and you just took him to Michigan? Or what happened in that? I don't know anything about that. What happened?
She showed up late to pick him up. That's all.
And you took him to Michigan?
Yeah. Like I've done previously. It's allowed per the court order. They're not even arguing I didn't have a right to take him there.
Do you have any paperwork reference?
No. I mean, that is the last order. Visitation is suspended. But visitation is a temporary switch in custody. It's not that I cannot see him. It's that I am not in charge. I'm not ever a legal guardian.
Well, see, the issue is that, unfortunately, I know you are his father, but the school does not want you on the ground.
Well, that's their
problem. That's an issue. No, that's your problem. So that's an issue that you and your wife are going to have to discuss. And when you have visitation...
No, I do not talk to my wife.
Through the courts or your lawyer, however.
I don't have a lawyer.
Whatever. However you want to settle visitation.
I come here to see my son.
School because now they do not want you on property.
I
if
can't
they don't
control
want
their decision.
Property, then
I can't
the
control their decision.
Can control who comes in the school and who does not belong here.
I only control my actions. I wish to see my son.
If the school tells you you cannot come on the property, you cannot come on the property. That's up to the school.
Well, be that as it may.
Have they told you in the past not to come on the property?
They have threatened to have me arrested if I wore a t-shirt or something. They did not say I could not come.
Do you know?
No.
Have you ever dealt with them?
No. But I think, were you the one with the t-shirt with the obscene thing on it? That
no, I did not have anything obscene. I had a t-shirt that said liamsdad.org and pictures of my son. No other words, and he objected. That is hardly obscene. But he threatened me with arrest over that, and I talked to his supervisor, and his supervisor assured me there was nothing wrong with my shirt.
Did they ever tell you not to come back?
No.
didn't.
He told me I couldn't wear that shirt. His supervisor said I could. I talked to the superintendent.
Yeah, there was a similar incident in the first year with that type of situation. I'm not saying he wasn't allowed to wear the shirt.
Right. The whole thing is the people on school property. You have to go through the office. You just can't walk into a school.
I did go to the office. I signed in.
And if they tell you you cannot come into the school, then you cannot come into
no,
the school.
No, I can't come in. They can exercise their option if they wish and have me hauled off, but I will exercise my right to see my son, and I will sue them afterwards.
If they tell you you cannot come in, then you can't come in.
No, I can't. They can exercise their rights and have me charged with trespassing if they wish, and I will sue them for that and their other violations.
The school was maintained by them. You just don't have free will into the school whether they want
to. I didn't say I did.
Well, if you want to go exercise your rights like you're saying you do, you can't do that. If anybody from the school tells you you have to stay at the front, or you have to leave the property, you have to do what they tell you.
I understand your position.
Is this yours or is that theirs?
That's theirs.
That's theirs.
That's funny, when I give them court orders, they shred them.
You haven't received a letter of notice of trespassing from the school?
No, I have not.
Have they told you you're not welcome on the property?
No.
They're looking right now. They're supposed to be coming like 6 or 7 times.
They never have. I would have sued them already.
What is your time to actually see your son?
At the moment, I have no visitation.
Okay. So then if you have no visitation...
Visitation is a temporary change in custody. When I have custody and there's a school event, I can't prevent my wife from attending. That is access. Two different things. One means when I have visitation, I am the parent and nothing my wife says means anything, even though she has, quote, sole custody. They're different. That's a temporary change. All they did is said, I'm not in charge. It doesn't say I can't see my son.
How long has this been going on, the battle for custody?
2.5 years. And she started off with a protective order, which was dismissed, and the judge actually gave him back to me for daycare.
Okay.
I mean, she's nutso.
Okay. And then what was the change where you had custody and then now you don't have
custody? Visitation is a temporary change in custody, which
right,
means...
I understand that, but what I'm saying is most people who do have paperwork reference that saying...
But the last one, I don't have visitation. I just told you that. At the moment, I do not have visitation.
So what happened where you had custody for daycare or whatever and now you have no visitation?
Went to circuit court from JDR.
When was that?
Well, we started in circuit court, I think September 2003.
Whatever came up.
And that's not a valid court order anyhow, because they issued those things without due process. The first one was done while I was out of state. They didn't give me any notice, had no reason. It's not legal.
Well, that's not you got to bring up to court.
Actually, no. You're not obligated to enforce void orders.
If it said circuit court or whatever, that piece of paper, the first piece of paper, that's a circuit court order.
Only if they follow the proper procedures, but they did not. It's actually a void order.
Oh,
And void orders, you can go check the court ruling.
Well,
void orders, they don't count for anything. Which means if you arrest me for not following an order that doesn't exist, I could sue the police department.
Well, that's not the issue for violating the thing. The issue is that if you were told not to appear on this premises...
They didn't.
Then that's the issue. But what happened? Did anything come about when you went to Michigan?
That's when they changed the... Well, she called the police, and the police said, oh, you have him ready to go. She's not here? No problem. Because the court order said she picks him up where I'm at.
Okay.
And she just didn't want to come get him.
Who, do you have family in Michigan, or did you just go for a vacation?
Yeah, I've got family up there. I'm not the one who made the court order. Even her attorney agreed that was the expected exchange agreement for the court order, was she was to come get him.
How long were y'all in Michigan for?
Just a couple of days.
Did you bring him back down here, or did she
no,
get him?
No, that would have been against the court order. The court order was that she picks him up when she gets him back, and I pick him up at where she lives when she gets him back.
Okay, but then where did the custody change place? Who actually, you brought him back down here, or she went up and got
she
him?
She went up and got him. Without an agreement to do otherwise, I'd been in trouble for bringing him down here.
Well, it sounds like you guys need to go back to court and get it nailed down.
They don't want to. They make money off of keeping it. We've asked them to clarify.
Well, unfortunately, if you don't have it, then that's when we get involved. And if there's no court order, then it makes it very hard to say, well, yes, I have the petition right
now. I know. Well, their original order, which they've refused to change, had us both having control of him on the very same day, which is absurd.
Well, it sounds like
and we asked them to clarify it, and they just said, no, we ain't going to bother, because the attorneys make too much money over this.
Well, I'm not. That is true, but unfortunately, in this case, it makes life a hell of a lot easier.
Because they gave me Father's Day in the court order, and then by name, Father's Day weekend, and then by date, they gave her Father's Day weekend, too. And when we brought this up, they're like, oh, well, that's a problem, isn't it?
Well, then there's somebody who obviously should go through it with a fine-tooth comb and make sure that...
Well, you can't force the court to correct it. They don't care. They like the controversy. They like to keep the fight going so the attorneys can make money.
I'm just saying, I think it would be easier, though, if you had it saying, I have visitation this time.
I think so, too, but not up to me. I'm not a judge.
Here's the deal. All right. They do not want you on school property anymore. Okay. This notice here is a trespass notice. From here on out, if you show up on the property, you'll be arrested for trespassing. Understand that, Mr. Smith?
Yes, I heard you.
Okay. I need you to sign it.
I will not sign it.
Okay. That's fine. You're still gonna get a copy. Witnessed by me. That's your copy, sir.
So may I go see my son?
No, sir.
Well, then we'll find out how the process works. I understand. Where's Liam at?
I'm sorry?
Where's Liam?
Right there. Excuse me.